First semi-empirical test of the white dwarf mass radius relationship using a single white dwarf via astrometric microlensing, by Peter McGill et al. In November 2019, the nearby single, isolated DQ-type white dwarf Lord 37, LP 145-141, aligned closely with a distant background source and caused an astrometric microlensing event. Leveraging astrometry from Gaia and follow-up data from the Hubble Space Telescope, we measure the astrometric deflection of the background source and obtain a gravitational mass for Lord 37. The main challenge of this analysis is in extracting the lensing signal of the faint background source whilst it is buried in the wings of Lord 37's point spread function. Removal of Lord 37's point spread function induces a significant amount of correlated noise, which we find can mimic the astrometric lensing signal. We find a deflection model including correlated noise caused by the removal of Lord 37's point spread function best explains the data and yields a mass for Lord 37 of 0.56 plus or minus 0.08 imsun. This mass is in agreement with the theoretical mass radius relationship and cooling tracks expected for CO core white dwarfs. Furthermore, the mass is consistent with no or trace amounts of hydrogen that is expected for objects with helium-rich atmospheres like Lord 37. We conclude that further astrometric follow-up data on the source is likely to improve the inference on Lord 37's mass at the approximately equals 3% level and definitively rule out purely correlated noise explanations of the data. This work provides the first semi-empirical test of the white dwarf mass radius relationship using a single, isolated white dwarf and supports current model atmospheres of DQ white dwarfs and white dwarf evolutionary theory. This was first semi-empirical test of the white dwarf mass radius relationship using a single white dwarf via astrometric microlensing, by Peter McGill et al.